Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Especially in this profound September energy, it's the perfect day to be talking about clarity. Do you hear it? It's calling, and it's saying, hey, it's time. And it really is time, Shri.
Absolutely. We're in an amazing month. This particular September is filled with transitions, moments of crescendos, moments of opportunity.
In every way.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we get into the show, but I just want to invite each and every one of you to take this moment and celebrate. You're here. This is your sacred appointment.
Oh, in every single way. You know, get clear, right? Get clear on the fact that you're here right now, which means you've listened to the call of your heart and you said, yeah, I am ready. And that is the blessing. Now, you know, we're going to talk today a lot more about how to call extraordinary clarity into our lives. And one of the ways we can do that is to be open to the greater energies that are presenting on the planet. So we do want to talk a little bit about what's going on in September. This is our first show in September, and there is a lot going on. First and foremost, if you have not yet watched our video at YouTube, go watch it. As soon as you're done with the show, go to YouTube, go to our channel, which is Official Shri and Kira, and watch the September revelations. Extremely powerful. Also, we're going to be producing another video going out in the next 24 hours that is equally powerful. So keep checking or just subscribe to our channel there at YouTube. Now, what's going on? Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sure you guys are already feeling the massive retrograde.
Well, let's start with the easy part.
Yeah.
We're in a Mercury retrograde, which in its own sense is no big deal. Mercury retrogrades come frequently throughout the year, and they're opportunities to become ever more conscious of our intention, to review, to renew, and sometimes have to redo things.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Mercury retrograde is truly a gift, just like the moon has its full moon and its new moon. The retrograde energies are an opportunity to review and resurrect what is authentic for you.
You know, in every way. And this one is about relationships. It's about a time of restoration. You know, one of the things that's so important to call into your heart right now is the recognition that this is the perfect moment to heal old wounds, to just let them go and let yourself thrive. And we've shared a lot more about this. We don't want to take up too much of the show's time on this, but a lot about this in our video over there at YouTube, Official Shri and Kira. Now, this is a month that is filled with so many astrological coincidences or occurrences, as you might say, that we also have talked a lot about them in our video. But remember, my angels, we opened up this month. So August 30th, we entered the retrograde. That's going to carry on through September 22nd. September 1st, we open up the month with a new moon solar eclipse, a time of great light came forward.
And in the time of the new moon is an opportunity to have a new you. New moon, new you. It means going inward. It means connecting with what's true beyond the clutter of the conscious mind.
In every single way. And then we're going to be coming up around mid-month, September 16th. There's going to be a dramatic shift. So we're still in the energy of this retrograde, but it's like we're in two completely different halves of the same energy. So this is the time to really bring it all together and to start paying attention, because remember, that's when the full moon will be. September 16th, we'll have the full moon and we're going to have a lunar eclipse. So we opened up with this new moon solar. We have a full moon lunar eclipse. And then right away on the 22nd, two magnificent things happen. We have the end of the retrograde and the equinox.
Wow, what a month.
Yeah, and it's not over. There's more.
There's more. So really, here's one way to look at this. There is support for whatever you choose to set into motion.
Yeah.
There is support for healing. There is support for relationships. There is support for a personal review. And there is support for manifesting your dreams.
You know, there really is. And that's so important, Sri. And that's so important for all of you to take advantage of listening to over and over again. This is actually the perfect month to launch something, to launch what you're doing, paying careful attention to it, putting your passion into it. And, you know, Sri, I've got to smile. We say this a lot, that we plan our shows always in advance. We don't really look at the calendar. We look at the energy flows. And it's the perfect moment to claim crystalline, laser-like clarity.
Oh boy, clarity is one of those self-rewarding moments that's a lot like joy, because joy needs no excuse. When joy hits you, when the inspiration is bubbling, when the energy is flowing, there's no need to justify it. You just delight in it. Well, clarity is like that as well. Sometimes we have the experience of clarity when we finally let go of the confusion or the hurt or the distraction.
Indeed, indeed.
But clarity happens, and it often is accompanied by joy, which is a validating energetic that whatever you are clear about is truly aligned with your authentic soul.
And you know, talk about being clear. Maybe you're clear. Today's the day you're going to get through on our phone lines, and we're going to say hi to you or offer you a mini soul reading. And remember, you can give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Call, get in. If you get a busy signal, then once we start saying hi to some people, that's your time to call back in again. And remember, if you're shy or you just think you have too much to say, you can send us an email to guest@shriandcareradio.com. Again, that's just simply guest@shriandcareradio.com. And Shri, we've got quite a few. I'm not going to be able to read them all, but we have quite a few coming up in the in our emails. And I wanted to talk about one right now, only because we're talking about the energies of September.
Absolutely. Remember, email is one way to have a conversation, and a phone call is even deeper.
Absolutely.
It's all good.
And when you send in your emails, please know that we just get way too many to offer every week, but we do our best to eventually get to them all. And our guest coordinator, Briella, tries to get back to people. But let me just read this one, because tunes into what we were saying right now. So, namaste, my dear learned friends, Sri and Kira. Please excuse this last minute hurried email. 999 just came across my radar today. As an angel number, I know it refers to the completion of a life cycle. I also understand that 999 is a shorthanded way to write this Friday's date. Is there anything of paramount importance about 999 that we should be aware of or tend to know on or before this coming Friday? The world sure is moving fast. Do you ever wonder who's spinning it? Light and love, Joyce. Well, namaste, Joyce, and thank you for writing. Not a hurried message at all. We appreciate you asking.
Well, you know, 9 times 3 is 27.
Which is 9 again. And so there's no escaping this. There is absolutely no escaping the brilliance of what's coming in. And how perfect that this is occurring during this month. You know, one of the things that we didn't say a lot about in our September Revelations video, but we're going to talk about it a lot in the next video we're going to be offering, is the status of the Matronian star. And this is important to understand because the Matronian star hit its peak in August. So it's been spinning, 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 and it hits peak. And now what's happening, which is so perfect, especially given the fact that we're in this retrograde, is it's releasing. It's kind of entering this kind of relaxing position. And so all of the energy of the Matronian star is now going wide.
Now, wide means it becomes a support for a normal, or a normal is a funny word.
Or a new normal.
A new normal, or just, let's just say, an energetic continuum mm-hmm. that is constant, supportive, and is inviting you to lift. An energetic continuum means that the clarity of the higher dimensions is more accessible than ever before. And this is what's been going on our planet for the last several months, is this continual movement, this continual bathing of cosmic energy, which is either igniting a regressive energy in those who are anchored in density, or an upliftment energy for those that are saying, hey, it's my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, when we say it's my time, we have to wade through some of our miscreations and baggage in order to really anchor into the joy.
It brings me back, and you might all be saying, well, what does this all have to do with Joyce's question about 999? Well, quite frankly, everything, because it reminds me of that old phrase, no matter where you go, there you are.
There you are.
No matter where you go, there you are. And that is exactly what is happening right now, is that on Friday, 999, no matter where you go, there you are. Remember, the 999 is happening in between the opening of the month, which was that new moon going into the void with the solar eclipse opening up to receiving ever more light and or being repelled by it. Remember, everything's happening in duality, and it's right in the middle. So that was the first. Then we have the 9th. Then we have the 16th, just a week later, where we're going to hit that full moon with the lunar eclipse. So this is a moment where on Friday the 9th, it's about reaffirming, I'm going to love it, your clarity. What do you want? Putting yourself first and saying yes to your mastery presence, which means you're saying or releasing what's left of the ego presence.
Exactly. 9 is the number of completion. And so as you come to the 999, it's an opportunity to enhance your clarity. What
right.
are you done with? There's no need to be caught in the habit of the habit. What are you complete with? What is needing completion?
And look at the divine beauty, Sri, of this is occurring during the retrograde.
Absolutely, which is the time of review and renew. And so we have all of these wonderful coincidences conspiring to help you. The key is, as you get clear, have no fear. Keep going on, because what's coming ahead is greater than you can imagine.
You know, in every way, you know, Sri and I were having a conversation the other day, and we were giggling with each other saying, you know, you just have to be all in to win.
All in to win. And that means letting go of doubt, feeling the chill of being vulnerable, and keep on going.
So this Friday, you got to ask yourself, am I all in? Because all in means bringing yourself to the brink of going, oh my gosh, what does all in really mean? You know, and for Sri and I, that's what the conversation was about, that here at Terra Nostra, we are all in, guys. There is nothing left other than what's here. We are all in. And the gift of being all in is you send a signal to the universe that says you're serious. You send a signal to the universe that says, I am not going to quit. You send a signal to the universe that says, I claim the truth of my mastery. That's clarity.
Absolutely. And with the clarity comes compassion for yourself and the energy to move forward. Remember how we mentioned that clarity is one of those moments where the windscreen is clear, where you have a sense of things, you have a sense of what's right and appropriate for yourself. And in that moment, you have access to your resources. So forget about the habitual doubt-filled way of thinking. Forget about all of the history, and instead embrace your clarity as the anchor stone of your future.
You know, absolutely. And, you know, we have so many amazing people holding. We're going to be taking them in just a minute. And first, I want to read, Sri, we have a message from a woman we did a reading for about a week ago. And here's her question, and it's such a good question that we wanted to offer it for everyone today. Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you so very much for kindly answering my email request and the mini soul reading you gave me on air last Sunday. I am so grateful for your love and kindness and beautiful heartfelt work. Please, may I ask something? I was given, quote, breathe and balance. Kira said, I have been receiving incredibly clear and accurate messages, yet there has been a, quote, tunnel of distinct energy that has cut the tie for divine connection. I was told all I had to do was breathe into the root chakra and connect it to my throat chakra to release all I had been carrying and to speak my truth, and that everything will work together flawlessly. Do I just do the chakra connection with my intention? Will this clear the energy from my root chakra? And will I be able to reinstate my divine connection / messages by doing this? Also, please, do you see me fulfilling my life purpose? Thank you so much. I love you both. I've just signed up for your course in September, which I know will be amazing. It will. You are both such gifts to us all. Infinite blessings. And thanks for your loving kindness, Rebecca from the UK. Well, Rebecca, namaste. Angel, I am so grateful you wrote, and I'm really grateful that you actually asked something that a lot of people are dealing with, and you're asking for clarity, and that's why today's show was the perfect time to also respond and offer that to you and to everyone else who might be saying the same thing, that they're wondering, hey, what happened to my connection? Am I getting clear messages? Am I being accurate? What's going on? First and foremost, I want to address your question about fulfilling your life's purpose. You know, this is probably one of the most profound questions that everyone at some point asks, right? Especially if you're on the awakening journey. You know, am I fulfilling my purpose? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? When we have a root chakra that is congested, this is the natural doubt that destroys our clarity. And it comes because the root chakra is still saying, am I safe? And one of the gifts that I want to offer to you today that Sri and I sincerely want you to take in, and for all of you that are listening right now, is this. You are already fulfilling your destiny because you are here. And I'm talking about in form on this planet.
Just taking birth is a fulfillment of your mission. Now, the enhancement of the mission, the joy of consciousness, is indeed part of the journey as well. And so, beloved listener, writer, yes, be reassured. You're doing it perfectly.
Absolutely.
And relax into the trust that will come ever more brightly to you as you breathe into that root chakra.
Because the question you're really asking, and the question a lot of people ask, is, what am I supposed to do with this mission? Or what? How do I bring that out into the world? The answer is, through your divine heart. Find your heart and you will discover your passionate action. And part of you has already done that, which is why you're connecting with this show. It's why you've connected with this work, because deep within your cellular DNA, you already know that. Now, the answer to all your other questions is yes. Yes, if you sincerely do the technique of breathing between the root and the throat, the root will stabilize because the throat represents our truth. Remember that the archangelic realm has gifted us with incredible clarity of the ascended energies of the chakras. This is well beyond the traditional information you find on the web. And go to our website, shriandkira.com, click on the Archangelic Messages and read the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, where Archangel Zadkiel talks about this extensively, and you're going to find a lot more aha moments.
So trust yourself, keep breathing, and in fact, delight in what will be forthcoming.
In every way. And you know, Sri, before we go any further, let's say hi to some of these amazing people that are holding. And remember, guys, you can call in after we start saying hello.
Yes, we have some wonderful callers standing by, and we're going to start with the first-time caller.
Namaste, Lindsay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I am here today because I actually don't have much clarity, so I feel like it's really funny that that's the topic of the show. I became disabled 3 years ago when I was 23. I'm 26 now, and I'm just starting to get better. But during that time, I started seeing and hearing from spirit, and that is something that I never knew existed. But before I got sick, I was an actor. And so I'm not sure how to move forward in my life now that I'm getting back to being well, and I feel like I was just going to ask for soul reading.
Oh, well, Lindsay, first and foremost, thank you for calling in. And you've just got to love that the universe put you first today. And that the reason I'm sharing that is that's actually a big part of the mini soul reading, that the universe has come into you and said that you have been gifted. And I know sometimes it's hard to see the gifts, although it sounds to me like you've really got it. you have been gifted with this time to discover aspects of your divine beauty that were hidden, and that this experience has been gifted to you to discover them. Now, as far as now that you are coming forward and out of it on the other side, they're saying that there needs to be, if you've not already, a journal of recovery, writing about your feelings, your emotions, your fears, your triumphs, what you've been through, and to really bring it to paper, bring it to form. And that as you do, it will ignite in you, they're saying, a dormant strand of DNA that is now being awakened that will carry you forward into the next phase of your life with great bounty, joy, and receptivity. And Tracy, I gotta love that it is during this powerful September that's all about healing old wounds and moving forward and rediscovering your true mission, that you are doing this right now. The other thing is, I'm just giggling here, you're actually on line 4, and that's the same number you're resonating with. You're resonating really strongly with the number 4 right now. And in the ascended numerological system, when we resonate with the number 4, it means it's time to stand in the still center and see everything around us, see the bigger picture at work, and then make your life choices from there. So, Angel, I am so glad you called in today.
Yes, thank you so much. And yes, that's very interesting. I don't want to talk too much, but thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you, Angel. We love you. Namaste.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Well, what a delight indeed. You know, it's so important when we have an illness or an accident to use the time to gain in perspective, to perhaps make some new choices to redirect our energy, because accidents and illnesses are indeed a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And in the timeout, it can be a time in. That is inner time, a time to tune in to what your soul is really nudging you to do.
Exactly. And you know, my soul is nudging me to say hi to another caller. So why don't we just go right there to line 1 and say hi to Margie in Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm so glad to get through today.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, well, I'm very happy to talk to you again, and I have not been in a relationship for 14 years. I talked to you about this before. I was doing a lot of inner work, and to my great surprise, a person has appeared in my life in the last few weeks, and it really is totally amazing, and I really have this strong feeling that that we planned it a long time ago to meet now. And I just want to know if I can have a mini soul reading about that.
Well, Margie, first and foremost, I'm like a Cheshire cat with the smile on my face right now. Oh my God. I am so happy for you both. I mean, I am just so happy for you both, because this is a predestined agreement, and the two of you together have great work to do together. For right now, what the universe is saying, just relax, be in love, have fun, dance, sing, twirl, create, because the next couple of years for the two of you is about divine creation. And remember, the month of September, I love that you got through today. During this time right now, it's about relationship. So discover how the two of you can cultivate this relationship and move it into true partnership. So they just keep saying, discover, have fun, trust your guidance, because the clarity is already in both of you. It's about relaxing and saying, you know what, let's just go for it. And I'm so happy you called in. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
You're welcome, bye-bye. My love. Many blessings.
Well, that's joyful indeed.
I'm still smiling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because sacred union begins with loving yourself.
Indeed.
With doing your work. Mm-hmm. And then it continues in some form of mirror, whether that mirror is another person in form or whether that mirror is your work in the world, you will be magnified.
You know, you will be. And Sri, it brings us back to talking about today's topic, clarity, and how to harness it and how to discover it. Now, you know, it brings us, and guys, I know Sri and I sound like a broken record, but honestly, we need to remind you, clarity can only begin when you embrace that big T, and it's the T of trust.
To trust your own heart, to trust your own sense of things, even if your rational mind is unsure, that is the initiation. Because whether you make a quote mistake or not is not the issue. When we trust, when we listen to our hearts and then we move forward on that, even if we have to make a course correction, we are stronger for the journey. We have unhooked from the energy of doubt and discovered that we can survive life, that we can thrive in life even. And that is inner work in the outer world.
Well, you know, it is inner work in the outer world. And I have to jump in here, Sri, because there is so much toxicity on the planet right now, and there is so much duality, and there's so much power to be harnessed, that in order to trust, and the archangelic realm always says this so beautifully, trust and love are the same thing. In the realm of the archangels, trust is love and love is trust. And in order to find that deep love, we need to clear all that toxicity out of our energy field. We need to be free. We have to free our mind, because our mind is really the key that tries to steal our trust.
Well, our mind is indeed that active component that clutters consciousness.
Ooh, love that.
And the clutter is sometimes amusing. This clutter is sometimes productive or even money-making, if that is what your orientation is for any moment. However, it's clutter.
Mm-hmm.
It is activity that is dominating consciousness. And as we learn to relax and trust our hearts, the mind becomes a useful servant of the heart, and joyful, passionate action becomes your norm.
And it absolutely destroys the toxicity. And that's what you have to do with this toxicity, guys. You can't play with it. You got to destroy it.
Now, toxicity, I want to get clear on something here. Toxicity is a product of the world of density. Toxicity is the byproduct of something that has separated from divine authenticity. It's a corrupted energy. It's a waste product. It's that which is no longer useful. You can come up with any adjectives you like, but toxicity is that which is not really needed for your thrival.
And there is so much toxicity on the planet right now that there's this stream of manipulated information, so much so. And remember that this time in September is about truth, right? And you cannot have trust if you are not living in the truth. And there is so much misinformation, well-intended, guys, but there's a lot of well-intended misinformation being thrown at people who are waking up, being thrown at the consciousness community. And Sri and I are going to do something that we have literally in 13 years never done before, and that is we are creating a little video. We're going to put it on our YouTube channel within the next 24 hours. So if you're catching it in the archives, it's probably already up, where we're going to share a lot of this because, like it or not, it needs to be told. And be careful, angels, be careful, because this toxic energy is profound, it's manipulative, and it's woven into a lot of the people that you may be considering spiritual or important to listen to. The key is pay attention to who you're listening to and pay attention to the true motives for what they're saying.
Your heart is your truth detector. And as you practice the allowing the heart to inform the mind, then wisdom and love start cooperating and clarity becomes easier.
And you know, this is why we have said yes to the archangelic realm, who were very clear with us that September 24th, remember, that's 2 days after Mercury goes direct, that's 2 days after we have the beautiful equinox, and it's right before the end of the month, which goes into another new moon. September 24th, Saturday, September 24th, give us an hour of your time. Join us for our telejourney, Transforming Toxicity, and let yourself really finally get free and help the planet. This is going to be three Saturdays, about an hour each Saturday. And if you can't be there live, you're going to get all the audios and all the PDFs. But go to our website, treeandkira.com, click on Transforming Toxicity and join us and tell everybody you know. It's affordable, it's important, and it's the moment. It's the moment to say enough. I choose to be the master. I choose to thrive through this time. Toxicity will not destroy my trust. It will not destroy my clarity. My mind is sovereign, as is my heart.
And so, with that in mind, we leave it to you to act in a way that will support your expansion and your love. Each of us has a sacred contract to live the best life that we can live. You are successful by being born, and you magnify through your choices. We look forward to inviting you to SriandKira.com.
And click on Transforming Toxicity. So guys, we're going to transform, have a little drink of water, get our throat ready. We've got a lot to share. We've got some beautiful callers we want to say hello to, and we're going to do it all and share a lot more about clarity when we come right back.
See you after this message.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
And you know, we're clear on that.
And we're very clear on that.
We are really clear on that.
Each and every one of you magnifies the smile on our faces and the trust in our hearts that we are connecting with precious souls.
In every way. And you know, as we start the second half of today's journey, we really do want to reach out and share with all of you, with all of our heart, that we love you. We truly do. We are blessed. You know, Sri and I have been continually on the air for a little over 9 years now, and we are blessed to have, bar none, the single most amazing radio audience out there. And we honor and respect that you offer us the blessing of your time each week. Thank you. Thank you for making this show possible and for caring about our world and about the upliftment of ascension presence on the planet.
You do make a difference, and we're glad to be your witness.
We really are. And you know, today we're talking about clarity, that crystalline laser-like clarity that affects everything we do. Because let's face it, when we doubt, right? And that's another, you know, we've talked about the need for trust, the need to release the toxicity. The next is to address our doubts head on. When we are doubting, we cannot be creating. It's just that simple.
Doubt is the energy that would interrupt flow. Consider for a moment that you have an observer self, then you have a thinker and a flow. And the flow comes from your creative self, you know, that deeper part. And so in collaboration with the universe, so the thinker can interrupt flow. It's good to notice where you're heading and hold a positive expectancy. However, to doubt is to say, I'm just not even going to allow this to reveal itself. I'm going to interrupt my flow.
And you know, when we doubt, we send a signal to the universe that says, I don't deserve, I'm not good enough. And the universe says, okay, I will wait here patiently until you remember that you do deserve, that you are good enough. And I want to go back to something we talked about in the first half of the show, this 999 energy coming up next Friday. That's a day where your doubts will be magnified or released. Which would you prefer? And that's one of the days to say, I'm either, because you're going to be a master anyway, right? You're already completing a mastery cycle. So do you want to be a master of doubt or a master of creation?
Get clear.
Exactly.
And then take action on your choice and don't look back.
And that's one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves is when we get clear and then take action. And remember that taking action can be a baby step. Set goals that are really attainable because any step in the right direction is a step.
And movement is a signal that you're ready to be supported.
And it sends a signal to the universe that transcends well beyond the mind of this world. So let's transcend this world.
Absolutely. We're going to head to the phone lines and say hi to folks. Let's go to line two and welcome Yen from Texas.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy that I got through. I actually called in last weekend and you know, y'all weren't on, so I was waiting, and it was ringing, and I was like, wait, I heard the show already. So anyway, I was a big doofus. I was really depressed at the beginning of the show, and then while I was on hold, I was listening to you guys talk, and everything that you were saying was, like, resonating with what I needed to hear and what I've been going through. I had a spontaneous Kundalini awakening on March 2nd of this year, and before that, I wasn't, like, aware of, you know, the fifth dimension or just any of this stuff, and then when that happened, it just changed my life, and I've been dealing with symptoms, and, like, I think I'm going through the dark night of the soul phase, and, you know, I don't want to go through this. I want to be useful and, like, helpful, and I need a mini soul reading and some guidance.
Oh, well, first and foremost, we love you so much. You are such a bright, vivid star. My heart has expanded 1,000-fold just listening to you. The universe is better because you have decided to say yes. And I really need to share that with you first and foremost because that's what your guides want you to hear. And it's so beautiful that you're in this moment of reclaiming your mastery right now. This phase that you're that is very aptly called Dark Night of the Soul will actually be ending this week. You know, by the end of this week, you're going to be in a totally different place. And what's beautiful about that is there are all of these beings waiting to show you new and wondrous things. And they're saying, when you close your eyes at night, simply call us, call out to us. And my beloved Archangel Zadkiel is saying, call me. And Zadkiel is funny and fun and uplifting and filled with incredible violet ray energy. And so you can just, you know, before you go to bed at night, just go, okay, Zadkiel, show me. Zadkiel, come here now and show me. And that's who's really all around you right now. I also want to share with you that Zadkiel's saying the reason you called in last week was because you needed to hear that show again. And you also needed, and that you also needed to know that you could get through. Because you're, I mean, the lines are jammed today. Believe me, there are lots of people not getting through. So it's important for you to know that you are being protected. You are being given what you need. And that everything, they're saying everything for you is progressing on time, on schedule, as your soul has asked for it. And that the next year ahead for you, all I see is light, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant light. It's like I'm sitting here squinting my eyes because it's that amazing. So I want you to relax and trust and recognize that this is your time. And you know what? We all go through what you've gone through. And the good news is it doesn't last that long. And once you're on the other side of it, you can really appreciate the gifts that it is gifting you with. So I'm really happy you got through today, my love. And thank you for saying yes to your awakening. The planet is better because of it.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. So I'm going to hang up so y'all can talk to more people. But thank you.
We love you. Namaste, honey.
Much love.
Love you too. Okay, bye.
Bye, Angel.
And, you know, one of the things I just feel called to share, because I remember a time in my life, And it was a time after some really wonderful spiritual energies and revelations.
Yeah, which is what makes it feel so dark.
It was such a downer to move into
that. Yeah, it's like, what happened?
Where did it all go? And one of the things I learned through that experience is that when darkness gathers, it's up to you to ignite light.
Yep.
Don't sit around waiting to be rescued. Sure, it's good to chat with people. It's good to have connection. However, when you find yourself on the cusp of depression or other forms of darkness, that's the time to pull out spiritual texts. That's the time to double up your spiritual practices. That's the time to walk in nature, to breathe and say, I know this is temporary.
And to use the mantra of self-ascension. If you want clarity, use the mantra of self-ascension. Here it is again, guys. It's four simple lines. It's probably the greatest clarity tool we can offer you on today's show. You ready?
I am here.
I am ready.
I am open.
Guide me. That's it. Four simple lines. Did you write that down? We're going to give it to you one more time.
Simply recite this out loud or write it in any way that you're comfortable. I am here.
I am ready.
I am open.
Guide me. And guys, you will be guided. Now, the other thing I want to remind you is at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and also at our website, sriandkira.com, right on the homepage, it says Mantra of Self-Ascension. Click on it and listen to it as it's being sung. It is one of the most beautiful, reassuring, uplifting things that you will ever connect with, and you will instantaneously find yourself surrounded by loving positivity, and clarity will ignite within you. It's a stunning gift. We were blessed to have a beautiful group out of Poland create the animation for it, which weaves you through crystalline oceans and pillars of crystalline mountains as the mantra of self-ascension harmonizes with you and ignites your crystalline DNA. Our gift to you, it's at sriandkira.com, right on the homepage, Mantra of Self-Ascension, or at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. But this is a tool that you can pull out at any time. You're in the car, you're at work, it doesn't matter where you are. I am here, I am ready, I am open.
Guide me. And remember, beloveds, spiritual tools work as you sincerely engage them. It is the hypnosis of habitual thought patterns that are depressing.
Ooh, I like that. The hypnosis of habitual thought patterns.
It's the habit of pain that keeps you down. And so, beloveds, as we do the mantras, you might need to repeat it a few times to just kind of get out of the rut and into the positive expectancy of being alive.
And, you know, if you're enjoying what we're sharing today, we're really using the words of our beloved Archangel Zadkiel, who so brilliantly in our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, talks about the habit of the habit of the pain of the pain. If you have not read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, why not? You need to. You can grab it at our website. You can grab it at Amazon, but buy this book, read it, give it to your friends, read it again and again and again. It's an incredible book. It's been in continual print now for 12 years. There's a reason.
Well, beloveds, we have more people standing by that we want to say hello to. So we're going to head to line 5 and say hi to Carolyn from Ireland.
Namaste, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. What a pleasure it is to be talking to you and to be on the show and your show every Sunday. I can't tell you how much I look forward to it. Sri and Kira, I would like to get from surviving to thriving. I am all in to win. And would you give me a mini soul reading, please?
Oh, Carolyn, you are such a treasure. Oh, my goodness. I love you so much. Wow. I just need to share with you that as you speak, little sparkles come out of your energy field. So one of the things it's so beautiful. And they're like little emerald sparkly. They're very emerald and crystal in color. And they're so cute. And that's one of the primary messages is that what you say really matters, and that it's very important for you to pay attention to your words, because you're being gifted with streams of thought that are ready to come out in words that many are ready to hear. And they're saying that when you feel you have nothing to say, bring your hand to your heart and ignite this. And that's why they want me to give you this visual. Ignite this emerald crystalline. It's like little sparkly. It's beautiful, quite frankly. I'm really enjoying looking at you. And this beautiful sparkly energy. And you probably are even feeling it. I'm feeling it. It's tingling all over my head. It's tingling down my arms, into my hands, all around my body. And they're saying that as you remember the blessing that you are, the fluid energy of divine creation will express through your throat and manifest in your life. And it is as simple as that. And I guess it could be as challenging as that, because your words carry great power. So they're also saying that when you may say something that you wish you hadn't said, or that you think maybe wasn't said the way you wanted to, they're saying all you need to do is bring your hand to your heart, take a deep breath, and just say clear and start over. And that will, the more that you practice that, the more this divine flow will keep coming through you, and the easier and easier and easier things are going to be unraveled for you, is the only way I can say that. Also, you're resonating really powerfully right now with the number 2. And that's a very powerful number, because the 2 begins with the 1 and the 1 as you and your soul as one. So begin with the remembrance that you are the divine temple and you are the divine, and carry that into everything and just watch it get magical. 2 fascinating years ahead for you. I am so honored to have this moment with you today, Angel. Feel my heart and hugs around you.
Thank you so much, Kira. From the time that you took my call, or just before, I have had my hand on my heart, you know? So Spirit must have been, well, of course, Spirit was speaking to me and through me and through you. Thank you so much, Goddess and Shri, for that wonderful message.
Thank you, my angel. We love you. And I hope you can join us at the end of the month. Try to join us if you can. Many blessings, my love.
I will, Kira. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, Angel.
Well, delightful indeed. We have many people standing by. We want to jump right now to line 4, and we'll say hi to Jill from Michigan.
Namaste, Jill. Welcome to the show.
Oh, namaste. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
I was just calling because I'm going through, my life just feels like it's shifting in every single area right now. And I was wondering if I could get a mini soul reading.
Well, absolutely. And it's our honor to do so. And I'm giggling because it's kind of fascinating. Okay. One of the things that I haven't shared, and that a lot of people may or may not be aware of, is that in addition to everything else that's going on the planet right now, in India, one of the most powerful festivals is starting, and it's a festival that celebrates Ganesh, and it celebrates Ganesh for the next 10 days. And the reason I'm bringing it up is the minute you said hello, the most adorable chunky baby elephant jumped in and started tickling your feet. And it's Ganesh. And when that energy comes forward, what it's saying is, I'm here to remove your obstacles and open the divine abundant flow for thee. And I'm watching as this adorable little chubby elephant, and by the way, he's like really like pure white, but decorated in all kinds of gold jewelry and red jewels and things like that. And he keeps tickling your belly and saying, it is time for you to remember that the lighthearted laughter of your truth is what will remove everything before you. And that they're saying that when life gets serious, it's time to remember the childlike wonder of your inner nature. And so what they're saying is over the next 10 days, and that's why I'm talking about this, and it's interesting to me that you're timing with this powerful festival. They're saying for the next 10 days, every day, do one thing that you would do as a child. Eat a favorite food like you've tasted it for the very first time. You know, go get something and imagine if you've never tried it before, what would it feel like? Look at things as if you've never seen them before. Try on a new color. Go find a swing set and swing. Go slide down a slide. And they're saying that through this energy, things will reset, return, and then get ready. Powerful, powerful moment ahead. And so thank you for bringing in this beautiful little Ganesh and this beautiful, sweet energy that will remove these obstacles. We're grateful to say hello. We love you so much, Jill. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That was perfect. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many, many blessings.
You know, each and every one of us is on our individual journey, yet each and every one of us shares the commonality of being a soul, a spiritual being that is having the human experience. Every caller, every soul reading is for you.
And a moment of clarity, is it not?
Everyone.
Yeah.
And that we all share and delight in each other's journey because it magnifies our own consciousness.
Well, you know, I do want to take a moment since I think it was just so powerful that Jill brought in this energy. I think it's important to actually talk a little bit about it so that people understand what's going on. That this is, you know, it's Ganesh Utsav, and it's beginning for 10 days. And this is actually one of the biggest festivals in India. And Lord Ganesha is everywhere, and people are doing pujas and celebrations. And really, what any festival is a time to offer focus. And, you know, you just have to love the timing that here this beautiful symbol of removing of obstacles is coming in this moment right now during this 999 phase.
It's during the next these solstices.
Right. It's the next eclipses. 10. Right. And it's the next 10 days, which means this will culminate right before the full moon. I mean, there's just so much going on.
Ganesha is one of the aspects of the divine energy that's as, hey, all is well, abundance is here, let's party.
Yeah, and remember to play. You know, when we are not preoccupied, meaning when we're not feeling the density or the heavy energy of worry, we're free to create and our clarity comes forward.
Absolutely. So let's take a deep breath in and smile at that recognition. We're going to head to line 3 and say hi to Anne from Pennsylvania.
Namaste, Anne. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all your teachings, your books. I'm rereading them and doing the practices. And when I saw the call was on clarity, I just felt clearly that I was going to be gifted a mini soul reading. So here I am, and thank you.
Oh, well, Angel, here you are indeed, and thank you. And, you know, Sri and I are both just kind of smiling, and we kind of have this sparkle in our eyes about how, you know, you got the clarity that you were going to call today, and you got here, right? You got through. And so the reason I'm mentioning, isn't that so cool? I mean, I just love that because, believe me, the lines are packed today, our poor producer. And so one of the things that I'm sharing that is your guides are saying they did this, and they're pointing back to one of the things we talked about in the first half of the show, so that you will trust more, that there is a remnant energy that hesitates around fully trusting, around fully being all in to win. And they're saying, your guides are saying to you right now, go for it. Pick the one thing that you've been wanting to do and go for it. You've got to trust. And they're saying the resources will be there, the time will be there, the support will be there. And they're saying in many ways it already is. It's just been waiting for you to give the permission to the universe to kind of line it all up and throw it your way. So they're saying that actually you're getting through today and being clear this was the day to call in was the first recognition that when you act from that level of I know this is what I'm to do, that everything starts opening up for you. And they're saying that this is your year of doors opening, and they're showing me you, and you're in this hallway, and I'm watching all these doors, and they're just going like open, 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 and you're just kind of laughing. You're like laughing, skipping down, going, wow, I had no idea. And that's what it's all about, my love, is to just delight and let them all open. And so, yay, I'm so glad you got through today.
Oh, me too. Thank you. Big hugs.
Oh, and to you, honey. We're hugging. My arms are out. I'm hugging you too.
Okay, thanks. Namaste.
Bye, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. It is a joyful time, and even even when we're in those moments of foggy self-doubt, there's joy all around.
Always.
Take that breath.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Do a little wiggle.
And always, you know, because movement is important, right? We are beings of motion. Motion is life. And so regardless of what you consider your level of movement to be, move. Even if you're chair bound, then move in your mind. Visualize yourself dancing.
Let your
move
breath
your
be
arms.
The dance.
Do the mantras. You know, in our book, 2012, Atlantean Revelations, a series of light lessons is in that book. And do the mantras that are in there. Let that be the movement that says to the universe, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And so the show is winding up so fast. Can we sneak in one more caller?
All right, we're going to have to be quick. Let's head to line one.
Let's do that. And for all of our other callers, call back next week.
Absolutely.
All right.
We're going to say hi to Faith from Massachusetts.
Namaste, Faith. We're getting you on.
Namaste. I'm sneaking in.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm so glad that you mentioned about the Ganesha thing, because you know what? I had a dream of a woman buying plane tickets to India, and she was going to go Monday, like tomorrow. So that is just very interesting to add on to it.
Yeah.
I'm in yet another household living situation where I feel environmentally sensitive, and I would love some clarity. I'm feeling kind of dizzy and weird in this house, and I've done a lot of things to try to figure out what it is. Had gas people here, and they found leaks and fixed them, and I don't know. I'm still feeling it and would love anything.
Yeah. First and foremost, I'm going to jump in because we're out of time, and I apologize for the brevity. However, here's what I'm being told directly to tell you right now. Number one, you need 4 white candles. If you can, buy the 7-day candles and put them in the 4 corners of your personal sleeping space. Light them, let them burn. You also need to get some sea salt, and they're saying on the outside, wherever you can, put like a rim of sea salt around as much of the house as you can. They're saying that energetically, that will immediately neutralize the effects that are causing you some physical manifestations. They're saying as far as the other things, there will be a deep revelation within the next 2 to 4 months that will resolve all the rest of it. But for the moment, your connection is strong, it's clear, but you need these 4 candles in your sleep space, a ring of sea salt, and they're saying that when you do the sea salt, just keep saying either the mantra of self-ascension or I claim release of that which binds me. And you'll discover a whole different shift in what's going on around you. And I would love to share more with you, but I can't. We're out of time. So I'm trusting that's enough. And I know you are too, because you're an incredibly powerful, intuitive being. And so I'm so grateful that you got through and we could offer that clarity to each other. Many blessings, Faith.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much. Love you.
We love you too, sweetheart. And wow, where does the time go?
Well, it keeps going.
And going and going.
And we're at that moment where we'll take in that deep breath and send you all an energetic hug and with our respect and our love.
And our clarity.
And our clarity, we want you to know that until next week when we can be with you again live on the air, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.